The insects bugging Asheville residents are relatively new arrivals to North America, and they go by the name of brown marmorated stink bug. It's an Asian species that, as their name implies, is marbled brown in color, much like some of our native stink bugs. The marmorated stink bug likely hitchhiked here by way of imported products sometime in the mid to late 1990s, and it has flourished since then. Stink bugs are true bugs, an insect clan distinct from other insects because they have a specialized mouth modified into a jointed, piercing sucking device. In addition, the bug's leathery first pair of wings, when folded, only cover half the animal's abdomen, which gives this insect group its scientific name, Hemiptera, hemi for half, and pterera for wing, half wing. Loathed by many people for its overwhelming cilantro smell, the marmorated stink bug is cause for concern because it feeds on a variety of fruits using its piercing hypodermic-like mouth, making the fruit unsightly for sale and sometimes unpleasant to smell. Most people, however, know this bug because it invades homes and buildings, sometimes by the hundreds, to escape winter cold. While farmers may use pesticides to reduce stink bug infestations in orchards and fields, residents are using vacuum cleaners to remove buggy interlopers from their homes. Knowing one insect from another is important, especially before we take action against them, or equally important, before we enlist them to help solve a problem. I mention this because another recently introduced insect is spreading across the country, and it shares the marmorated bug's preference for homes and buildings as winter refuge. Unlike the drab bug that got here through no intent of our own, this other insect is a colorful ladybird beetle, intentionally brought to America from Asia with the hope that it would eat crop-damaging aphid insects, a bug relative. Known as the multicolored lady beetle, this pea-sized orange-colored insect with black polka dots closely resembles our native ladybird beetles, popularized in books and poems. Multicolored lady beetles have been marketed and distributed in recent years as biological pest control agents and a green alternative to toxic pesticides. But absent natural predators to help keep this species itself in check, this lady beetle is now so numerous in many states that it's negatively impacting our native ladybirds through competition for food and space. As previously noted, the multicolored lady beetle swarms into houses and buildings to escape winter cold. And, as with stink bugs, these small beetles also produce a malodorous secretion to ward off predators. In a very real sense, they have themselves become pests of our own making, and the ironic part of this story is, pesticide dealers suggest at least 6 different toxins to help people eliminate invasive, multicolored lady beetles from homes and buildings. This to say, the law of unintended consequences can never be studied enough.